we recently heard this rumor about a coworker, mm-hmm. and apparently he goes to Winners and just goes there, not even to shop, just to try to meet girls.
Yes.
Now, this is a great guy. Let's just start off by saying that. But we want to protect his identity, so we're going to interview him, but we've altered his voice. So, John Doe, is this true? Do you actually go to Winners to try to meet girls?
It is true. However, I do look at hoodies every now and then.
What made you decide that this was the place to go?
One day I happened to walk in, and I noticed there was a lot of women. This time of year, Christmas time, there's even more women. So I said, hey, nothing else to do on a Saturday. Let's go, baby.
Okay, so what exactly do you do?
I walk in.
Yeah.
Sometimes the home sense side first.
Okay.
Because that's where a lot of them like to hang. And then I'll kind of, you know, do the old scan. You pretend you're looking at dog dishes. I don't have a dog. And then, you know, you kind of ask what their number is.
Okay, so have you actually asked a girl for her number, and then did anything come from it?
I have asked, denied both times. Apparently they had this boyfriend. He wasn't there, so he's probably not even real. But it did not work out. They weren't mean, though.
Okay, so do you make conversation for a little bit before you jump to the number?
Yes. One time I brought two coffees, and I said, oh, accidentally bought an extra one. Do you want it? Trade you a phone number for it.
Did you actually?
I did.
That's incredible.
You're just walking around with coffee in there?
That didn't work?
It was a certain brand of coffee. Maybe they wanted a different kind, but...
Wow, look at that.
I mean, they probably thought, what did this guy put in this coffee?
I'm not kidding. No kidding. The first thing I thought of is that if someone approached me like that, I would think you were trying to get me to join your business.
I've had that happen to me before.
And someone's approached you?
Yeah. I was too nice. I actually did a webinar with them. That's a long story, but it was a one and done, but I shouldn't have said yes.
See, that just proves that he is a good guy.
Yeah, exactly.
If you get approached, he's not up to anything.
Yeah, so this is great because you're going old school. You're not going the dating apps. You're going old school. Let's try to meet in person. So we're hoping for the best for you.
Thank you. We're going right to the source.